Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 18th of July, and right now it's cloudy on 27 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today predicts overcast with temperatures between low 29 to high 33 degrees Celsius, with a heat index on 37. It will be breezy with winds from southwest at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. Later on, it's supposed to be mostly cloudy in the evening and then overcast with westerly winds at 15 to 20 kilometers per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 72%. And on Monday 22nd, Moon will be full in Aquarius. And this would be a brave and bold full moon searing through the middle of the ongoing grand trine in the sky. The full moon in Aquarius on July 22nd highlights the power of the visionary. And this year there are two Aquarius full moon in dance with Sun Leo, the first one on July 22nd and the second one on August 20th. The following is the interview with Moite, and she's one of those who call for a meeting which will happen next Wednesday, 24th of July at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, and the topic would be our Anan and the other land exchanges. Good morning, Moite. You, Henry and Sukhavati are inviting the community next week on Wednesday, 24th at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone to a general meeting on what?
Yes, we are. Basically, it was not only Henry, me, Rolf, Ayapan, because there was a mistake. Jesse forgot to put it in the news and notes of those two names. Basically, next week, Wednesday, on the 24th at 4 p.m., we have asked RAS to organize a general meeting on our Anan and land exchange in general. So that everyone can come and discuss and find a way in where is this is really the way for the community to move forward and to come and to come all to all of us to come together as one, and share ideas, including the people who are involved in land exchange, the working committee, whoever are involved, the working groups, I would say, and the community, because in the end, this is going to be for the future of the community, not only for the groups. You know what I mean? And also in this, I would really one thing would be very nice is if the youth of Auroville could come also and participate, because especially this is going to be for their future. In the end, this is the land and the asset we do not all own. So the idea was, how can we all come together and see if this is really the best way to go forward, or can we find another way? And also, if consolidating the city center only is important, and to get rid of the outside lying, outer lying land is by selling or by exchanging is the solution. So this is basically the way how I would like to bring. How I would like to bring the meeting in such a way that where there should not be a personal attack, where we all can come together as one, you know, really as one, because in the end this is for all basically.
But you, something must have triggered that decision to call for a general meeting on the land exchange. Can you tell me what was that?
Yeah, basically our Anan has been affected for a long time, and suddenly we have also hear that there is some cashew trees being cut and burnt, and so for me, I would really, and also our Anan has been affected now in where we cannot move forward, we are being stuck, and somehow I would really like this, you know, to bring it out to the community, and the community can kind of find where we all can find if this is what we want again, basically also for our Anam, you know, to exchange or to sell or because something is, like I said before, also something is happening here, and if we can find a way in where, yeah, again, is this what we want, basically. There are other lands are also being questioned now. For example, service farm has been also touched a long time, and nothing really happened, and nothing in service farm also basically the farm cannot go on because there is no fund left also anymore to maintain, and they are pretty stuck as well, you know. And also there is felicity and hope, felicity, happiness, and Gaia's garden. These are also other lands which are being affected, and it's and I think there are much more that will come up if we all don't come together now and see as a community if this is really what we want. Then yes, at some point of time, because in the end all the land will be gone, and if there is no land, then individual also cannot have a housing, and commercial also cannot have their units building. So yeah, then basically yeah, we have to see where are we? Then where are we going to do? What are we doing here? Basically, for me.
Okay, but
so this is something that we have to discuss in during the meeting, I suppose. And the most important thing here in calling this general meeting on land exchange, and especially on our ANAM, is to give information from the land people as well to the community, so that we all can be as one and can come together as one, and to see the future, how we are going to organize our life, our land, our future, basically.
Let's come together next Wednesday, all the community, and discuss and see what maybe would be the best for all of us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I really like this should not be a personal. We should not take it personal, and that's why I would like to repeat one more time again, the people who are working with land, the people who are against land exchange, the people who are in the groups, if they can also come and participate, so that we can all come together and share ideas and plan it together. This is something that I really like. During that meeting, basically, to the spirit, you know what I mean?
I get
it. The kind of spirit. One more time, the youth. If the youth can also come and participate, this would help a lot in our future planning.
Okay, see you next Wednesday. And the following is a short interview with Krishna, one of the organizers of Auroville Film Festival 2013.
This year, the Auroville Film Festival will open on September 17th in the evening. After that, it will be followed by 5 days of screening, September 18th to 22. All three screening venues this year will be at the Town Hall Complex. So, of course, MMC Auditorium, which is our usual base. But this year, we also will be screening full-time in the Town Hall Conference Room. And in the evenings, we are going to have an outdoor venue in front of the Town Hall.
That is opposite of Le Morgan, yeah?
Opposite of?
Le Morgan, on that platform.
No. We have, we're approaching to get permission to have it in front of the Town Hall, in front of the, you know, the Financial Service Building.
Oh.
So facing, so that the audience will be facing the Matre Mandir.
Mm. Cool.
Yeah, so it will be a very nice outdoor venue. This is the first time we're trying an outdoor venue. So we're quite excited about that, and we're planning to put some really good films on that every night.
Mm.
And this year, of course, the reason why we've put in two full-time venues is because we really would like to screen the films by Aurovillians twice, so that everybody gets a chance to view the films. Because last year, we felt that because the films were only screened once, many people missed seeing films that they wanted to see.
True, yeah.
Yeah, so we want to do that. And the other thing that we will be doing this year is also really setting up a good discussion area with benches and hopefully a Shamiana in front of the MMC. So that there's an area for people to sit around and hang out and talk about the films and so on.
There's going to be also the round tables as last year, the last festival?
See, we are not planning to do it in the plaza area.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to actually use the plaza area. We would like, ideally, to have some nice musical events. Also for the opening and the closing, but also something nice happening during the festival. So that, you know, people might watch a film, but they might also just hang out.
Yeah, that's the festivals are for, yeah?
Yes.
To socialize, to see some, to hear something and to talk.
Yes, so that's what we want to do this year. But of course, last 2 years we were funded by Stichting Desire, and this year we don't have any funds so far.
Wow.
So, yeah. So we're doing all this. I mean, so we have all the plans and all the ideas, and I'm sure something really wonderful is going to happen, but I'm not really sure what. So
the mother's intervention, yeah?
Yes. And also this year, it's been fantastic. We've had a lot of early entries.
Mm-hmm.
Already more than 50 films have been entered. That is including international films in the human unity category as well.
Mm-hmm.
But also about 35 films from Aurovillians and guests and things.
So more than 50 is already in. We can still expect some because many do submit them last minute, yeah?
Yes, in fact, and last minute would be August 15.
That is the deadline, yeah?
That's the deadline for Aurovillians.
Yeah.
Okay, the deadline for international films and the human unity section got over on July 15.
Mm-hmm.
So,
so that is already passed.
That's already passed. We're not accepting any more in that.
Mm-hmm.
We opened it up for suggestions to the community, to the AVI centers over the last 2 years, and we've received actually almost 100 suggestions.
Wow.
Yes, and
that's
we have a selection panel in place who's actually been watching all the films, and then they are coming back to us with their finalized list of the films that actually have something to do with human unity, and then we are contacting the producers, distributors, and we're trying to get these films entered into the festival so that we really have a good selection of fantastic films, and that we slowly grow to be known internationally for this category of films, on human unity.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
The categories are the same as the last one?
Yes, so there's films made by Aurovillians and by people living in the bioregion, so any resident of Auroville or the bioregion. There's films by any student of Auroville and the bioregion.
Mm-hmm.
There's films about Auroville and the bioregion. And these three categories are standard. The last day of entry is August 15.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth category is the category of films that develop the theme of human unity. And that is a selected category, which means in the first three categories, all films will be screened. But in the human unity category, only the films that are selected by the selection panel will be screened.
Okay, cool. And if you live in or around Auroville and have made a film, they're asking us to visit their website, www.auroville filmfestival.org, and submit your film for the Auroville Film Festival 2013. And the last date for submission, again, is August 15. Friday, 26th of July at 10 a.m. at Ilangar Education Center, we are invited to a 3-day workshop on traditional Sida medicine, Nadi and Varman herbology, for selected school teachers. And this one, it would be led by known Sida physician Dr. Arjunan, president of Tamil Nadu Parambariya Sidhu Maga Sangam from Velour. The program is sponsored by Field of Publicity Office in Pondicherry, and we are all welcome to inaugural function with special address by Sri Balabhaskar, Secretary of Auroville Foundation. L'Avenir d'Auroville announced the concerning the preparation of transitional radial from the future coronal till Dana Road. L'Avenir is researching for development work to stabilize the existing road from the future crown route till Dana Road. The road will follow the existing pathway until the entrenched car at the future school junction. To get an accurate ground detail of the alignment, they are clearing the possible future road from dead branches and mulos. Nails indicating the survey will be put on the area representing the center of the road. And after these two activities, they will publish the proposed alignment in user notes for the two-week public feedback. And anyone can have a look at the proposed alignment from the end of this month. And Jill invites us to the art of acting. And she says, if you have acted before or want to try it for the first time, if you are interested in learning how to move on stage, curious about creating a character, how to make sense of a script, using space, time and energy, she will be offering acting classes at Kripa. And momentarily it's Monday and Wednesday between 5 to 7 p.m. and it can be changed if necessary. Classes will continue until last week of August. And they are open to those who are 15 years and up. And after the summer break, the Kalabumi Music Studio will be open again. And musicians who want to use the studio are asked to send email with their preferred timings or phone Rolf on 9655-476-136. Musicians who have already given timings and want to continue have to confirm this by mail or phone as well. At Rio Window Auditorium in Bharat Nivas tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen drama Wild Strawberries, which was directed by Ingmar Bergman in Sweden in 1957. And at the Echo Club in Sadana Forest, also tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see documentary Human Planet Desert. It was made in 2011 and was produced by BBC and Discovery Channel. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m. tonight we can see a Spanish drama Navidad Christmas, which was made in Chile in 2009 by director Sebastián Lelio. And on Saturday there was screened a drama Sport Trouble with Curve, made in USA in 2012 by director Robert Lawrence. At Sunday children's film There Are Still No Films, but at Cine Club we can see The Man Who Would Be King, made in US in 1975 by of course director John Huston. And let us quote Don Miguel Ruiz. One little piece of misinformation can break down communication between people, causing every person it touches to become infected and contagious to others. And if we use the analogy of human mind as a computer, gossip can be compared to a computer virus. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourvilleradio.org.